show up in the party like where the that Molly.
More, this is not more, a good
more walk-up music. No. That's not appropriate for the kids.
No.
Mommy, why is that man always looking for Molly? Mommy, Molly? How come every time Altuve comes up to the plate, there's a song about looking for Molly? Is Molly a nice girl?
Who is Molly, Mommy? That's not a good walk-up song. That Molly. Molly, Molly, Molly. So let me ask you a question. Do you think that... Was there anything?
Daddy, why does the bad man want to always find Molly at the party?
Well, he can't find her if you listen to the song that's Tyga singing.
No one can find her.
By the way, Tyga was with. Who is Tyga with, John?
Was with.
Was with. He's not anymore. He also was like rifling through her money, from what I understand.
One of the Jenners?
Yep.
Yep. Yeah.
Kylie?
Now.
Kendall? Crumlow?
Crumlow's not.
Kristen?
It's not a person. It's Kim, Courtney, Chloe, Kylie, and Kendall, and then Rob.
That's so cute.
And Rob. Was Tiger with Rob?
Rob was a Black China.
Rob was with a woman named Black China.
That's right.
Now, Kylie is with one Houston's own Travis Scott.
Oh,
really?
She upgraded her rappers.
There goes his life.
Well, she is pregnant, I think. Congratulations to the Jenners.
Scott Jenners.
Are they married?
That's why I said Scott Jenners.
No. It's Jenner Scotts.
Jenner
Scott.
That's the Jenner Scott thing.
Yeah. Probably you should use protection next time.
maybe they were looking to have a kid.
Oh, they were looking for it.
I have no idea, but I don't know their life. Maybe they wanted a child together.
I'm not going to talk about their life. I'm not going to.
Why are you baby watching?
I'm not baby watching anybody. I'm not stomach watching. Let me ask you a question. Do you think that the Le'Veon Bell, Mike Mitchell... Mike Tomlin was talking about playing the Patriots twice. You think that all this, we're going to play, the Steelers are going to play the Patriots again, played into at all anything yesterday? I mean, how do you, David DeCastro could not have been more pissed. He says, I don't know what to say about it. It's just stupid. It's just not what you do. You don't need to give a team like that more bulletin board material. I will say this. David DeCastro, as good as he is, could not handle Marcell Dareus yesterday. No.
That front, I thought they did okay holding up as a team, especially on the edges. Villanueva is a tremendous story, and he's a pretty good player, too. He's a Pro Bowler. But I thought he did a really good job on the weak side edge, but on the blind side. But... yeah, I didn't understand. There's really no reason to give any bulletin board. Who was it that said it? Was it Ben?
Mike Mitchell. Mike Mitchell was talking about.
And yeah, David DeCastro said, yeah, because he's a defensive guy.
Even Mike Tomlin in the middle of the year was talking about, we're playing the Patriots twice. And this week, Mike Mitchell came out and somebody else came out and said, well, Le'Veon Bell was talking about his contract. Instead of talking about the freaking.
I may retire. Yeah. There's no distractions there.
Yeah.
In the Steel City. I think I may retire. You're not retiring. Go ahead, retire. Go ahead.
Honestly, and somebody, I think, I don't know, Pete Prisco or somebody, I said, well, let's wait and see without a Hall of Fame quarterback just how good Mike Tomlin is as a head coach. And you know what? There's maybe something to that. Without Ben Roethlisberger, how good would these Steelers teams have been? And oh, by the way, without Mike Tomlin, how much better would they have been? And Mike Tomlin, your dad was on that staff.
I think he's an average coach. You know,
yesterday he was below average,
but he was. Yeah, and you get judged by that. But you know, you can't always. You have who you have, and you get penalized when you don't have a good player because you got to do more. You got to figure out ways to do more, and then people like Bobby Cox used to always get killed with the Braves because, well, yeah, he's winning because he's got these pitchers. Yeah, but no. You know, and
you don't win without players.
Phil Jackson only wins with these guys. Yeah, but these guys have to. If you're gonna, it's just not fair that you for sure will take shots at them if they don't win, but you don't want to give them any credit if they win. Don't be that guy. So many people are that guy where they put you in no win. Fans who just put you in a no win situation, or media members, or whoever. Who they've already got their agendas ready to roll. I mean, give guys credit if they do well, no matter who they got on their team. I mean, Phil Jackson won championships. He didn't just win a bunch of games. He won championships.
Mm-hmm.
So he took really great players and won titles with those guys. A ton of titles. So he deserves his credit. I mean, Mike Tomlin has done a nice job with the Pittsburgh Steelers. He's done as much as Bill Cowher did. You know, I mean, he won a title. Mike Tomlin's got a title. Bill Cowher got a title.
You think that Mike Tomlin, if he was out for as long as, like, Bill Cowher still talked about, hey, how about getting Bill Cowher?
I think Mike would get hired immediately.
He would.
Yeah. Now, would he succeed? I don't know. How did George Seifert do when he wasn't with Steve Young anymore? When he went from San Francisco to Carolina, how did Seifert do?
Yeah.
Didn't do much at all. George Seifert wasn't anything in Carolina. And do you ever talk about him being a genius or anything like that? We never talk about George Seifert. That guy won at a high level.
Well, yeah, but he won with, you know, Bill Walsh's guy. I mean, that was something that Bill Walsh had also.
You know what? In all honesty, I can't think of anything more boring than Doug Marrone, Tom Coughlin, and Blake Bortles as a trio of influencers. I can't think of an organization that feels more boring. I've always thought that about Coughlin. Doug Marrone I'm like, oh, of course Tom Coughlin hired Doug Marrone because it puts you to sleep. And then you have Blake Bortles, and yet here they are, a win away from a Super Bowl. And even if they don't get there, we already know that that team is slightly above average quarterback away from potentially becoming a monster in the AFC.
Well, that's a good question, though. I think was it Udell or you? Do they go after a quarterback if Blake Bortles gets them to the Super Bowl?
I'm praying that they lock in. Oh, I hope they get to the Super Bowl so they lock in with Blake Bortles like a deal they can't get out of.
A Bill O'Brien deal,
like a 6-year or like a
that's not nice.
Not even a Bill O'Brien deal.
A Brian Gain.
No. Your boy Joe Flacco deal.
Oh,
where the Ravens are like, I guess we give him $100 million. Yeah. I mean, he won a Super Bowl because Raheem Moore played a bad ankle. Do we give him a? And their case is like, yes, me too. Give me my money.
That's
on
the wrong,
a bad safety. Or am I not allowed to say?
No, you can't. Say that.
I'm sorry. Me also. Yeah, because I can't say.
No, you can't say me
two
too.
Together.
The Mike Mitchell quote that you referenced, he goes, we can play them in hell, we can play them in Haiti, we can play them in New England, we're going to win. And the Jags, because they win Twitter, they go, actually, you can play them in the summer on EA Madden. Right. That's what you can do.
But they were also telling the Jags, like, we want the Jags. I'm like, are you sure you want us?
No.
Want you. You only beat us by 20 at home the first time.
Did you see what SpotTrack tweeted out yesterday, speaking of money? Case Keenum's deal the next year should be $21 million. That's what his stats are showing.
Is that the Flacco? That's a Flacco deal.
No, yeah. that's about. But Brock's was 18, and he was the 16th highest paid quarterback.
And Case
was one of the best quarterbacks in the league this year.
Case played better in the regular season than Flacco did on leading up to his run. Flacco was a guy people thought, get out of here, and then he had his run.
Let's play the Case Keenum contract game. I'm going to set a number, and you tell me what it's going to hit. Not what you think it's going to hit. Do you think he'll get this? I'm going to say. God, you have to bring him back if you're the
Vikings.
Well,
let me ask you a question. He gets you to the NFC Championship game. God forbid he gets you to the Super Bowl. Why would
you? Are you 100% sure it's not Teddy next year?
Oh, I am 1,000% sure it's not Teddy next year. How in the world could you switch from the guy that brought you to the Super Bowl and go with Teddy Bridgewater?
I feel like it could happen.
Or Sam Bradford. How could you do that?
Talk to Mike Zimmer. He's still not all in.
No, Zim's not all in at all.
No. Well,
I'm not 100% sure that the Case gets
best get all in.
If Case is a free agent and they're not tagging him, would they franchise?
Well,
Case?
Hey, have fun with if you get to the Super Bowl with Case Keenum,
actually,
let him go and say, well, Teddy Bridgewater is our guy. We're going to go with Teddy Bridgewater, and then don't you lost your job.
Well, here's the difference. Here's the difference for people saying, well, why can't Teddy Bridgewater do it with this defense? Well, here's why. Because Case hasn't just bortled this thing. Case isn't just handing off.
No, he's made plays.
Case has been making plays. You can bleep on him all you want. You can crap on him and you can do all that stuff. I understand that. But, I don't even feel like I'm all in on Case Keenum yet. Nobody's all in on Case Keenum. And the Vikings are going to have to make a decision now. They might franchise tag Case. And they may say, it's a high payday for 1 year, but we want to see it again.
We want to see it again.
I would, too.
Yeah.
I would probably do that, because if you let him go on the open market, I still think $10 million a year, 3 years guaranteed, is the most
he
gets.
Okay, if you're the Jags, would you rather have Case or Blake Bortles?
Probably Case.
Absolutely.
Probably Case.
Absolutely.
I will say this. Blake Bortles' legs have been instrumental the last two games.
No, it has been.
Can
they
you imagine
been.
Jacksonville saying... Yeah, with the Jacksonville Jaguars, he's not going to last it this long. They select Lamar Jackson. That would be an absolute, because Lamar Jackson then, you got to sit and worry, does he hand off to Fournette or does he run around the corner?
No, that would be scary.
That guy would have to complete 10 passes a game.
He won't
for
get
the Jaguars
past Miami, right, though?
Who knows what they want, but I don't want them to get past Miami, but who knows?
815 ESPN 97.5. What about your car?
Well, let me tell you something. My friend Craig DeSerf and the Killer D's, Rick Drenner, the DeLuna brothers, and of course Craig DeSerf, they call themselves the Killer D's, and they're making unbelievable deals down at Angleton. And they're at Gulf Coast, Buick, Chevy, GMC. Here's what you got to do. Just go to lzcars.com. And you can get to their website, lzcars.com, and it will take you right to their website, and you can see for yourself what they've got offered over there. Well, it says site can't be reached currently, so maybe it's not pointed there in that direction. We'll just have to find out. I do know this much. When you go shop there, they're not going to take any of your time, your valuable time, and waste it. They're going to say, we're going to give you great deals. Great offers, like $10,000 off of the Chevy Cruze if you're looking for a car. Maybe you want to check out the Chevy Terrain. That vehicle looks unbelievable. Perhaps you are interested in a vehicle like the GMC Yukon or the Acadia. There's a SUV and there's a crossover vehicle. And, of course, the Chevy Silverado pickup truck or the Buick Enclave, there's now a pickup and a crossover. Maybe the finest on the market is right there in Buick, the one that I like the best. It handles phenomenally. So go to LZ Cars when it's up and running, of course, on the website, or just head down to Angleton and let Craig DeSerf and his crew take care of you. The Killer D's are waiting for you right there, about 38 to 40 minutes from the downtown Houston area, and it's well worth it for thousands off and the best selection. Go and visit Gulf Coast Buick, GMC, and Chevy.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
It's time for the three, where I ask these two guys three questions. They'll go back and forth, and I use my DJ horn when I'm done listening to what they have to say. First question involves the quarterbacks who played over the weekend. Mainly Nick Foles, Case Keenum, and one Blake Bortles. Now, Nick Foles has a year left on his deal at $4 million next year. How did this weekend change the futures, or did it change the futures of the quarterbacks mentioned? Bortles, Keenum, and Foles.
Man, that's a pretty good question. I think you pondered that before. I think you may have asked that last week. And now, all three of them won.
Hey, Trent Dilfer was out of the league in no time. He won a Super Bowl. Blake Bortles is he's special sometimes when he's playing quarterback.
Okay, so that doesn't sound great.
Well, Chris Solis asked yesterday, is Blake Bortles elite? And I said, yes, he's one of a kind. There's nobody like him, so he's elite. And there's no one else like him in the NFL because he's so terrible at times. And yet, here he is winning. But do you believe, even if they win the Super Bowl, I think they get a quarterback in the first round. Honestly, it's their one weakness.
Even if they win?
Even if they win, they get a quarterback in the first round.
See, here's the thing. They've got to know. Like, they know, but what do you do? It's that whole Joe Flacco thing. Joe Flacco really wasn't that great and then got hot in the playoffs. And that was his outlier. In a way, it was a little bit with Eli Manning, too, where he got hot in some playoffs and he rode it to two Super Bowls, and he'll always have two Super Bowl wins. But the fact is, I don't think Eli Manning goes into the Hall of Fame. Eli Manning's career hasn't really been all that great.
Oh, I think it does. He's in New York. I absolutely think Eli Manning, he won two Super Bowls. He beat the best team. He's going to be a Super
Bowl. Then your Hall of Fame is terrible if Eli Manning's
well.
You should just burn. Somebody should accidentally burn that thing to the ground. Eli Manning.
I really do think he's
guy's terrible.
His brother, all that stuff. Come on.
His brother's what? His brother's way better than him. Well, what is Ozzie Canseco getting in? Jose's not even in.
Well, Ozzie Canseco wasn't Eli Manning.
He's not getting in. What, just because his brother did something? That should be like, how did
did this gravitate towards?
I don't know.
Talk crap about Eli Manning.
All right, okay. I would say it might change. It's probably going to change Case Keenum's
life. It changes Case Keenum's life. More than it doesn't change Nick Foles' life. He's still a backup.
Except he could get. They could deal him now.
What? Who's going to start? Go after this? Well, we got to have Nick Foles.
Well, that's
instead
true.
Of a Sam Darnold or a Josh Rosen or a Lamar Jackson or a Josh
Allen.
Would
you trade? Would you trade Nick Foles for a third round pick if you're the Eagles?
Yes. Getting a third rounder for Nick Foles, yes.
Now, Nick Foles is considered probably solid backup. There's nothing wrong with having a solid backup.
No, but I got Carson Wentz. I you know what? I can get another solid backup.
Well, you better have one.
Yeah. Well, you better have one. I mean, that was kind of freaky what happened. I mean, it was a knee injury. Guys have knee injuries.
Yeah, Deshaun. He'll be all right.
Yeah, so. Deshaun's going to be...
He'll be fine.
Why,
he's
shut
gonna
your
be fine.
Face.
Deshaun will be fine.
Shut your filthy whore mouth about Deshaun.
That's ugly.
So, yeah, Case Keenum's life is changing.
All right, we move on from the quarterbacks. We go to the head coaches. Sean Payton had a couple dopey things that he did with his challenging. We had Mike Tomlin. If you had to fire one guy because of the decisions they made on Sunday, which one would you fire?
It would be Mike Tomlin. For me, Sean Payton made mistakes, but it was one of the most freakiest plays in NFL history that beat them.
The Steelers are getting their asses kicked at times in that game.
They should have, and Jalen Ramsey said after the game, we should have beat their, that shouldn't have been a 3-point game. We beat their ass, and he's right. And Mike Tomlin made decisions. If he's listening on the headset while Todd Haley is calling a pass, or a sweep, or calling that
wide flowing plays never work in short yardage.
No. And calling that onside kick, and yesterday, and after the game, he defended it. Of course, he had to defend it because it was his call. But my God, man, with over 2 minutes left, 2:18 left, and then, oh, by the way, he could have called his timeouts, and the fourth down play would have been at the 2-minute warning. Instead, he wasted another 10 seconds. But the fact that he onside kicked it, gave him the ball with the penalty, and they didn't even get a first down, and they kicked a field goal that beat them, that iced the game, is all on Mike Tomlin. And then, how about kick a field goal when you went 32 seconds left instead of trying to go for a touchdown? And then onside kick it. I have a feeling Mike Tomlin had the Steelers +4 because that's the only reason that he would have not kicked a field goal there.
I'd like to see the book where they offered the Steelers as a 4-point dog.
Well, he might have teased it. A super Willie tease or whatever it's called.
Yeah, that to be like a 15-point tease or something. Something crazy. I agree with John. For everything he said, Tomlin would be the guy to go.
Final one of the three. Let me set up a scenario for you. Say you are vacationing back in your hometown of El Cajon. And your company tells you, hey, we want to have a celebration to appreciate the people who supported us throughout the year. So you come back to Houston for the celebration. And then your company tells you hours after you showed up, came from California for the celebration, hey, you're no longer part of the company. And then all your coworkers celebrate your departure. How would you feel if you're Joe Musgrove after flying? I don't know where he came from. He might have been in Houston. He came back.
Was the celebration all the emojis?
On Twitter. Alex Bregman, first of all, we know Alex Bregman's a bit of a douche. When you use Twitter, when you use your own GIF to celebrate something, a GIF of yourself celebrating. Oh, yeah, that
was
one.
Was that what he used?
Yeah. That's what he used.
Yeah. Yeah. So Joe Musgrove, I don't know how much Twitter, how often he's on Twitter, but he sees all his teammates going, yeah, back to back. We're going to win it all again. Hey, guys, I was on that team, and now I'm gone. Would you feel a certain way?
Well, yeah, probably. But I guess it'd be even worse if they said, "Finally, Musgrove's gone." What if they were? What if all the messages were, "Beat it, loser"?
And it's I don't think that was
Stanley from The Office gift.
Jadell came in this morning. One of the first things. If I'm Joe Musgrove, how do I feel about this? Everybody's cheering and so happy. Wait a minute, what about me?
And then at the end, like after everyone's so excited about Garrett Cole coming in, they're like, "Oh yeah,
what is the final tally of who went? Who's gone?"
Colin Moran.
Con.
Don't care.
Michael Felice.
Right.
Don't care.
No.
A minor leaguer. I don't remember the name. And Joe Musgrove.
It's got to be a really good minor leaguer.
I don't remember that name.
No. Right? This was the best package, allegedly.
This is like something a fan would put together.
Well, I like Joe Musgrove.
Guys, what do you say we trade JJ? We trade Josh Reddick. We trade for Mike Trout. That's what fans... You know how fans have the worst trades ever that are only... And then when you hit them with a trade that's more reasonable, like, I don't want to give up Bregman. Well, these trades don't happen.
It is Mike Trout.
These trades don't happen. It's got to hurt a little bit. Only in this case, what if he gave up
Jason Martin? Jason Martin.
Jason Martin, Joe Musgrove, and who else?
Michael Felice.
And Colin Moran.
Colin Moran, yeah.
For who? Garrett Cole. Like, yeah, but they're never going to do that. They're not going to do that trade. You got to give up at least Derek, not Fraser.
Fisher.
Derek Fisher. No, I don't want to do. Of course, I would have told Fisher, you got to go too.
I thought Fisher was.
I thought it was going to be. I would think Fish and Musgrove in a minor league.
I thought it might even be Martez.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I'd have been good with that.
I'd have been. Guy would have been fine with that. But this, Jeff Luhnow is a genius.
Like I said, he and Daryl go to the same Jedi school.
Good Lord.
Do you want to just make it Jeff Luhnow number one as opposed to this?
Yeah,
whole...
Lance. When are you going to make Jeff Luhnow?
I hadn't finished my judgment. Right now, it appears in the GM power rankings that he has taken a substantial lead.
Woo! Mm.
Yeah, it's Jeff Luhnow wooing at us.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was. That's Jeff Luhnow.
Woo!
What?
He wooed for us.
Yeah, he wooed.
Wow. Raheel asked him to woo, and he wooed.
Woo!
That's a pretty good one, too.
Yeah, that's a pretty good woo. 8:30.
Play something y'all made Rick Smith do on the air. Play it. Ready?
He doesn't come on.
He doesn't.
Show.
Don't worry. He doesn't come on any shows ever. What didn't?
Well, your bias is showing.
Well,
Lance.
Is Brian Gain going to come on? But all
Brian Gain will never be on this show
because Bill O'Brien will just have his hand up his butt anyway, making his mouth move either way.
No, I don't think so. He's not a big talker, and B,
Bill O'Brien doesn't put his hand up people's butt.
Look, I don't think he wants to be out front and center like the Charlie Casserly show me and John had every week. Yep. Like, hey guys, great to be here, Charlie. In 2002, hey, it's a great show. Happy to be on it. Charlie Casserly. Boom, boom, boom. The
Lance,
next year, hey, everything's going good.
Lance, you're smarter than that.
And then by year three, it's like, hey, all right, I can't answer these questions, okay? That's a Dom question. And we're like, what about this? Hey, that's a question for Dom. He's on with Rich and Charlie in the afternoon. Okay? Hey, that's a different question. Hey, I don't want to talk about that. Hey, why are you asking salary cap questions? Hey, that's not fair for you to do. Like, why are we doing a show with a GM who doesn't even want to talk? Charlie wanted to talk when things were going good.
Yeah.
Hey, let's get a show. Let's do it every day. All right? 1 hour a day, every day. Like, that sounds terrible. By the end, he's like, hey, here's things you can't talk about. It's on these three pages. So, tell us about Clay Walker.
What do you...
That's okay.
What do you think of the song? 8:30. What do you think of the new fight song for the Texans? 8:31. Hey,
no fight song talk, okay?
8:31. ESPN 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 8:36, ESPN 97.5, John and Lance, along with Dell, where he'll join us top of the hour here on ESPN 97.5. You want to get in, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776, if you'd like to hang with us here on ESPN 97.5. We talked Garrett Cole. We talked about the Texans and the contracts. James Harden coming back on Thursday?
Maybe. Back early. That feels, isn't that early? Is that before 2 weeks? Is
that
two
would
weeks
be
past?
Right about maybe a little bit after.
But
the
thought
was
it
might
be
a month. Be
longer.
Yeah.
I know. Right?
So this is a good thing.
Yep.
I think James has just been going and.
Sure, he's going to be in great shape.
Money's been flying.
That's going to suck for the stripper economy. That the fact he's got to get back to work.
I don't listen to anything that you guys say.
What do you mean? You don't? Oh, yeah.
I think he's been doing.
Wait a minute. What about lunch? Strippers at lunch? Because now he's going to have to go to shoot around. How are they going to live now?
It's going to suck.
You ever been to an actual stripper lunch? Like a lunch at a strip club?
Yeah.
Is it any good? Like, is it steak or shrimp or whatever?
My buddies go there and eat all the time.
They really do.
Yeah.
And what do you
it's
have?
Good. Like, they
what
say you, it's good.
The food is really good.
Yeah,
at a
the
strip
food
club.
Is good. I mean, I've never eaten at one. Right. I don't know.
But they say the food is good.
It's not
good.
Like the strippers are making the food.
Yeah.
No, you're not getting to go to a nicer place.
You're
not getting a renowned chef to work at a strip club. Like, we'd like for you to leave. I know that you're staging at French Laundry in San Francisco, Napa. Yeah, we know that you're at a restaurant in Napa. Would you like to come work at a gentleman's establishment?
But it's lunch. What are you looking for in lunch? Yeah.
Actually, they say it's pretty good.
Are we going to be farm to table? Yes, we will definitely be farm to table. We've been able to procure a nice ham from the Carolinas.
Actually, it's
as well.
A lot of prime rib, I think.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't know that was a John. John wasn't even making.
No, I haven't been to a strip club in. I haven't been since I got married. So
yeah,
but back, you know,
that doesn't
apparently
feel like that's true,
have,
but that's fine.
I live vicariously through my buddies who go, and they enjoy the food there. They say it's actually pretty good.
Okay,
yeah. It's a nicer one. It's not, you know, it's not on West Park.
Who's their sous chef at Men's Club?
I don't know who their sous chef.
Sous chef is a hot young sous chef. He worked in New York. He staged under Marco Pierre White as well. Really, there's just a matter of question, you know, time before he gets his restaurant. Where is he currently? He's at Booty Shakers off of 45, and he's a sous right now.
Mm-hmm.
Just coming in for about a 6-week run, and then he's going to probably move on to France from Booty Shakers.
Tassels. He's going to Tassels next.
Where did you work before here? Who are the chefs you work with? I work with Chef Coco, Booty Shakers. Chef Coco?
Chef. He's
in love with the Coco came from. Yeah, he's talented with the nacho making and was also dealing out of the back. Yeah. Chef Coco.
Summy to Arizona. How long will it take him to get to the playoff?
At Arizona?
Yeah.
Eternity?
Yeah, it's Arizona. What the hell?
Yeah, it's a finite amount of wind you can do there.
You think infinity it'll take him?
Someone went from hot to hotter. He went from College Station, anywhere in Texas, frankly, during
the summer.
Oh, I thought
you meant hotter, bigger, better job.
No, literally 100. All I can think about, my dad lived in Phoenix for 5 years. I said, how did you do it?
I did too. He
goes, oh, it's 101 degrees. Yeah. It's 101. He said at 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah, but it's actually not bad.
It's dry heat.
It's the dry heat.
But 117, John.
Well, the worst thing is when you get in your car and you sit down in shorts, you burn the back of your legs, and you burn your hands on the steering wheel. Burn. You have to have one of those.
That little things.
That thing that keeps the sun out. Yeah. The shade
thing. Things that old women have that apparently work.
Though they work. No, you literally, because it is 116, 117 degrees.
Those are real temperatures.
Yes. Now, it's wonderful in the winter. Wonderful.
What is it like?
It's like perfect every day. 85.
That doesn't sound perfect. That sounds 85.
No, but it's a dry heat, so it's not like it's not hot.
You know what? I like what we have going on, where we get some 40s occasionally, 50s, 60s. Here's what I don't like: hurricanes every year, floods that ruin the whole city every year. I don't like that back to back to back champs. I hate our humidity, and I hate that our summer rolls from about. June until mid-November. I'm not a big fan of that extended summer.
I'm not okay with this. This week, we're going to have freaking freezing temperatures.
It's going to get a little cold.
Yeah. I mean, how can you play golf in that? That's my question. How are you supposed to play golf this week?
With a down coat like this?
No. No one plays golf this week.
How do you do a show in this meat locker of a studio that we have?
Well,
it's the same thing as playing golf outside in that weather you're about to be in.
No. I have to go play today for sure because this is the last day it'll be 60.
I hope you get around to golfing.
What's all this have-to-do stuff? It's golf. Well, you don't have to do anything with golf.
Everyone has to play golf.
Clearly not.
No.
Lance doesn't have to play golf.
No, well, Lance has kids to feed.
I was also up here until 8 o'clock last night from 9 to 8.
Were you writing?
Yeah. Not my article. I was writing draft profiles.
You weren't writing
I was up here. Raheel was up here.
Oh, did you see Raheel get your article
in? Is your article in, Raheel?
7 o'clock
deadline. 7 o'clock. Yeah, we're healed. It's 8:42.
Workshop it by us.
Yeah, let's hear what you're doing. Hey, my article in Culture Map with Ken Hoffman is going to be in today.
Oh, that's cool.
How about that? Ten questions that you wrote for Ken.
He's gonna put his name on it.
So I don't have to write my article this week on Thursday because I wrote it for Ken on Monday.
No, but about 9 o'clock.
Nice.
9 o'clock or so. Raheel's article is going to be on Sports Map, right?
It's going to be on Sports Map.
What's it going to be about, Raheel?
What's it about today?
He's not on the clock. He's not on the clock. He won't turn his mic on.
What's the matter?
You're working on Sports Map.
What do you don't mind? You don't mind.
We can just ask these questions at 9.
I thought you don't mind doing work and not getting paid.
Don't even try.
We can ask these questions at 9.
Can't ask him now?
We'll ask him questions at 9 o'clock when he starts working.
Myself and Raheel are love to the whole, hey, we need you to work more.
Yes. Need you to work. Hey, do some more for your company so that you make yourself more valuable.
That's fine.
That's how you get ahead in life.
I get that, but I didn't know I got drafted.
Yeah, you got drafted.
I was like, hey, I don't know if my resume ever said columnist.
It does now.
It does. And I'm putting it on my resume now.
And it's drafting. It's not forced labor. Let the record reflect.
I said drafting. Okay. I didn't say forced labor.
It's just
on this day in all of all days. I said drafting.
You were included. We could have excluded you as a company and said, hey, Dell, you're out.
Dell is not important.
But we had a big meeting, me and all the people.
What about Dell writing?
And we said, you guys going to leave Dell out of this?
Hey.
You going to leave talented writers like Dell and Raheel out? I don't think so.
No. Guess what?
These are important voices. And right now, diversity of voices is important.
Lance, when's your article in due Friday? Is it
Wednesdays?
Friday? Oh, me too. Wednesdays. Huh?
Yeah, you two write on the same day.
Yeah, we both get articles in on Wednesday.
You write
Wednesday?
Monday, Raheel?
Today. It should have been in already.
Tuesday, he said.
No, that's not what the schedule said.
Schedule says Monday.
Oh, yeah, me and you.
Yeah. Oh, he switched it. No, that's what I said. I said, I want Thursday or Friday. I don't want to be over the weekend worrying about it.
Okay, we can look forward to Raheel's article tomorrow on Sports Map then.
Childish Altuve, I haven't been to a strip club since I was married. No, that's true. Childish Altuve, I haven't been in a strip club.
Childish Altuve, also, that would be art. He had some pretty good songs. What about Get Low by Lil Jon? Is that a certain lyrics in that song you're probably not walking up to? No Vaseline, Ice Cube, can't play that. Freaky Tales by Too Short. Nope. Rehab by Amy Winehouse.
No, you don't want that.
That hits too close to home for a lot of players.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to go to rehab. I want to keep playing and drinking the same way I'm doing.
Right. When Paulino hits the mound, they got to play rehab for him. He was a steroid guy.
Yeah,
right?
It wasn't the recreational stuff.
Okay. Will Paulino pitch for the Astros this year?
You think he's going to be 120 pounds, so that's going to be pretty difficult.
Yeah, it's going to be tough for him. He's going to be throwing it up there like 50 Cent.
That's not good.
That is not good.
No.
845 ESPN 97.5. You know what he needs? More testosterone.
You know what? I can tell you, I know some people. I know a guy. Actually, I know a few of them. I know the owners over there who have been longtime listeners. They got Michael, who is actually the one who is going to be taking care of you. See, that's the difference. A lot of places that you go, you won't see an actual, you won't see a practitioner. You won't see somebody who takes your vital signs, goes through. Today, I've got to go get a blood test, blood work done, and they're going to check and see what my levels are, make sure I'm good. Do they need to adjust this or that? And that's the care they give because they understand they're not going to treat you, A, if you don't need to be treated for testosterone. But the other thing is, once they are treating you, and if you turn out to be low when they're treating you, and most insurances are going to cover it, they want to make sure they get to the optimal level, the level where you feel great, where you respond well, where you start to see that increase in lean muscle mass, you have better energy, you have that drive return to your life. And that's what Men's T Clinic is all about. They've got two locations in Houston. One is at 1801 Durham. The other location is in Spring at Barker Cypress and 290. But I got to tell you something, or rather Cypress at Barker Cypress and 290. But this is something that's important. You guys over at Pearland, Shadow Creek Ranch, 288 in Shadow Creek Ranch, there's about to be a brand new location opening up over there. So if you're listening to us and you're in the Pearland area, make sure that you're ready there by simply going to the website, mensteaclinic.com. You can set up your appointment today at 713-568-1175 to the location at I-10 and Durham area, 1801 Durham, 713-568-1175, or go to MinStateClinic.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 8:51, ESPN 97.5. One more segment, then Raheel will work and get paid to work. He'll get paid, so he'll work. Otherwise, he's not working, he said. He's not working. He's not going to do more. Not going to be a company guy. That's what he said. So,
you know, I didn't realize Joe Musgrove was only 25. It feels like he's 30.
And he's just first year, really. I mean, so I think Joe Musgrove is going to be good.
Dude, do you know, how big do you think Joe Musgrove is? Well, guess his height, weight.
How big?
Yeah.
I would say he's 6'4".
I'm going by weight.
230.
Weight on ESPN. Height, weight on ESPN. Dell?
Little,
6'4", 230 is a pretty
thin
good fella. Guess.
I'm going to go in the 210 range.
6'4"?
6'2".
Oh, Raheel's not working yet.
Oh, it's 852. He's listed at ESPN.com, 6'5", 268.
268?
That can't be true,
6'5",
right?
Guys, though, they can be
they
skinny
carry
and
more,
still carry.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on, he's got lean muscle mass. Does he look like he's carrying?
Then
that he's
Garrett
a big bone
Cole
guy?
Must be 330. Because he looks bigger than that. Now, that's pretty big, dude. 268.
I'm going to look at Astros.com.
I'm going to say 240, 245 in that neighborhood.
At most.
He's too skinny for that.
I know. At most 245. And that would be because, holy crap, they got him listed at 6'5", 265 when he was, well, he's got a Pirates hat on now. They must have photoshopped it. But, yeah, he's listed on he's listed at 6'5", 265. He doesn't look like a big guy at all. He looks thin, doesn't he?
Yeah, he looks skinny. But, no, bigger guys, though, 6'5", yeah. You can carry that a little bit better. How much did you love Stefon Diggs' celebration?
What we were all freaking out up here. What did he do? I didn't even notice what he did because we were all just freaking out.
He ran into the end zone, posed, tossed his helmet, then ran into like some pseudo tunnel. That's about it.
Oh, okay.
He didn't do leapfrog or anything.
Me and Jose and like a couple other guys just up here. Oh my God. Oh my God. And Vince Rochelle's trying to do a show and we're just screaming outside of his door. Oh my God. And then I heard Vince Rochelle and whoever he had as his guest, like,
is that why you were up here? You were up here listening to the Vince Rochelle show live?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Were you a guest on the show?
No.
No.
Oh, okay.
Let's hear it better. I glanced at some tape of guys you never heard of. Today, I'm doing Sam Darnold and Josh Rosen. I finished Lamar Jackson when I was on the trip to Kansas for my grandma's funeral. That was Lamar Jackson. I put a pretty good grade on him. And then,
first round grade?
First round grade, just too many big plays, too many explosive plays.
All right, rank your quarterbacks.
He has 11.
He's got to do Darnold and Rosen first.
My guess is it'll be Darnold. Rosen's talented. My guess, I think it may turn out Darnold, Rosen, Lamar, Baker, Josh Allen. Josh Allen's already carrying a bigger grade than... I've already put a bigger grade
not
on him
Kyle
Deshaun
Allen?
Kizer. Kyle Allen, I haven't looked at him yet. He could be in the top three. He's going pro early for a reason. So he can get into that insurance business faster.
Well, I guess if you're not playing and you have no, because he can't go somewhere else and he's got no hope of playing there because he's not going to start ahead. I guess he should go. He's not going to start ahead of Derek.
Kevin Sumlin's quarterbacks who transferred. Skyler Murray.
Kyler.
Oh, yeah. Kyler, Skyler. At this point, nobody cares because he barely plays.
Well, if he's a starter for Oklahoma, people will care.
If.
Skyler's a girl's name. Breaking Bad.
If. No, Skyler Phillips.
Skyler Diggins.
From Idaho, guard.
He still has a girl's name.
Yeah. Well, it's like Jackie. True. It's a girl's name.
So, that's true. Kenny Trill actually went on to do okay at TCU.
Yeah.
He was okay.
No, he was okay.
He was okay. Better than Kyle Allen.
Yeah. Better than Kyler Murray, I think.
Yep.
Speaking of guys who won't be...
Well, he plays. He plays.
Yeah.
Speaking of guys who aren't... who won't be in the NFL, Mike Mularkey is one of those guys. They have parted ways, thanks to Joe, who told me. Phil Yates is reporting that Mike Mularkey and the Titans have parted ways.
Whoa, I thought they were...
That was yesterday. An agreement allegedly was in place for an extension. Now he's out.
Wow.
Wow. That went from he saved his job to, no, he didn't. And you know what? If you're going to get fired before you won that first playoff game... you probably need it the same way. If you were considering changing quarterback before the playoffs, Blake Bortles running for first down should not change your opinion. If you're the Jacksonville Jaguars, you should still have that as your priority.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they will.
Wow. Yeah, I can see. Did they like Mike Mularkey anyway?
No.
No. Mike Mularkey was not going to be there long. I think they really thought that he was limited in how he could help Mariota. And I think they're probably right. Everybody wants a newer innovator. I'm going to tell you what, the AFC South, if Andrew Luck comes back with Deshaun, if a Jacksonville gets a quarterback, which I think they will, even if Blake Bortles makes it to the Super Bowl, I think they get a quarterback anyway in the first round. With Mariota and the Titans, they made the playoffs this year. It's good. That division is getting a hell of a lot better. That division is also suddenly went from the worst 2 years ago to one of the better divisions in football.
That happens fast. It can happen high and low. The West was terrible, and then all of a sudden it was Colin Kaepernick, and it was Arizona making a move, and it was Seattle came out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. And the Rams had all this talent, but they couldn't get it together. Now Arizona, San Francisco, although – Seattle's definitely headed down, and the Rams have taken their move up. You can say what you want about football, but the fact is that because they're all on a level playing field television rights-wise, because they're on a level playing field salary cap-wise, because there's parity design, and in the nature of the NFL draft is you can find talented players outside of the top four picks, five picks, as opposed to basketball, you do have, I mean... parity is a good thing for a fan base to stay engaged.
Absolutely.
You lose entire generations of basketball.
It's one of the reasons it's as popular as it is.
Yeah.
It really is. Because my team actually has a chance to get good in a relatively short amount of time.
Yeah, we're not hampered because we're in Green Bay.
Right.
You know, we're not hampered because we're in Minneapolis. We're not hampered because of that. In baseball and basketball, although basketball, I would say that they're not far. They're not far away, the T-Wolves. I mean, they got a lot of talent. Wiggins and...
yeah, but look how long it's taken.
You had Jimmy Butler go there willingly. He was a free agent. That wasn't a trade, right? He was a free agent signing.
But honestly...
is it a trade? But honestly, so he has to re-up, yeah.
But honestly, do you really believe that they have a chance to win the title? As opposed to...
not this year, but that's more of a Warriors thing. That's a good, talented young team. Like, I think it's a fun team,
yeah.
I think they're being built.
Hell, the Lakers are a fun team to watch.
Now, here's the question. Can you hang on to Carl Anthony Towns long term? You should be able to. And in years past, it was a no-brainer. Well, the guy stayed with his own team.
Yeah, but Kevin Garnett won there, and he said, I'm out of here, too.
Now you got it, yeah. And now you got it. But that was a long run that KG had. Now you got to worry about LeBron saying, hey, let's all go together to Philadelphia. Let's all play together, guys.
No, it's Houston.
Me and like five of the very best players I can find in the NBA, so we can make it like an all-star
team. It's Houston.
Minnesota's a half game behind the Spurs. So they are
Minnesota's
legit contender.
No, they're legit right now.
Yeah, they're a half game behind the Spurs, but honestly, are they a legit contender to win a title?
They're legit to make it to a West Conference final. I'll say that.
No, yeah. They can compete. I don't think there's any question. And especially with a defensive-minded coach, which we don't have here. 9 o'clock, ESPN 97.5. What about advising people about their bills?
So, Bill, that's John Segway. What about, insert advertiser, I know every time. What do you say about those Houston Rockets you were just talking about? No, Bill Advisor is, I had some guys ask me, Nick was asking me about it here at the station, and I told him, everyone asks the same thing. Is it real? Is it legit? Yeah, it's legit. Yeah, it's real. You simply text bills to 313131, and you let them handle it from there. They will get the bills from you. They'll have whatever the bills are that you have. They'll scour them. They'll go through them. They can find new services for you, new providers of services for much, much lower rates. But a lot of times you want to stay with the same guys. What they do is they will find you a new deal, and then they can use that as leverage against your other deal to try to get you a better deal. And it works almost 100% of the time. They're lowering bills on average, and we're talking about recurring monthly bills, electric, home, auto, home security, cell phone, home phone, internet. You guys know the routine. They're saving you over $800 annually for one low monthly fee. That's it. By everything that you pay in 1 year, you're lapping that by multiples of fives, tens of what you're paying on a monthly basis. All you have to do is call, or rather text Bill Advisor at 313131. Just text Bills, or for more information, go to BillAdvisor.com.